The Filmmaker's Guide to Scotland. With its dramatic geography, Scotland is a favourite for movie and TV scenes. So you might know it better than you think. The Valley of Doom.
Imagine that the hero of your movie is in danger. The bad guys are coming for him, as with James Bond in the final moments of Skyfall 2012. You will probably want a landscape that evokes dark forces and possible death. That landscape in many movies has been the notorious Valley of Glencoe in the Scottish Highlands. Why notorious? Because this was the site of a horrific episode in Scottish history, the massacre in the 17th century of members of Clan MacDonald by soldiers of Clan Campbell, who were guests in their home. Also in Glencoe is the house used as Bond's childhood home in Skyfall. In reality, this house belonged to the family of Ian Fleming, author of the Bond books, for many generations.
The Romantic Castle.
Suppose your movie needs a touch of romance, perhaps a charming castle that looks like an image from a fairy tale. Over the years, one castle in particular has often been the top choice, the extraordinary Eileen Don Castle, situated on the west coast of Scotland on a little island at the meeting point of three sea locks. It has also appeared in Highlander, 1986, and the Bond movie The World Is Not Enough, 1999. But the castle was used so often that it became a cliché. That may be why the Netflix series Outlander chose to film the romantic fantasy in other locations. Castle Doon, for example, was used for much of the first season, and many other Scottish castles feature.
A Place of Magic.
In the Harry Potter books, the magical Hogwarts school is situated in Scotland. It's not surprising, then, that the films used real Scottish locations for many scenes. The most iconic scene has to be the journey on the Hogwarts Express, where the train crosses the Glenfinnan Viaduct, in many of the earlier movies. There really is a steam engine that still runs along this line in summer, by the way. It takes passengers from Fort William to Malig, on the west coast. But, as it's one of the most beautiful train journeys in the world, you have to book a ticket in advance, or use magic.
The Alien Landscape.
The beautiful island of Skye, on Scotland's west coast, is famous for two things, whiskey and some of the world's strangest geological formations. That's why this is the place to go if you want to create an alien world or a fantasy landscape. On the northern end of the island, for example, is a region called the Quirring. It was created by extremely violent geological events, but it has a dreamlike quality that makes it ideal for fantasies such as Snow White and the Huntsman, 2012, and Stardust, 2007. Both films use the location for many scenes. And in Ridley Scott's Prometheus, 2012, the Quirring is the alien world where the film starts.